New York in danger. Life in the East Coast city has many charms, but the bad news is that the city is slowly sinking.
Fun fact: New York City's skyscrapers and other buildings weigh the equivalent of 140 million elephants. Not so fun fact: New York is sinking under their combined weight. The city is only going down by an average of 2 millimeters a year, so the situation might not sound urgent. But the sea level around New York is rising by 2.8 millimeters a year at the same time. That is 50% faster than the global average, which sounds impossible, but isn't, as oceans are not flat. In the case of the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf Stream current creates a hill range of water along America's east coast. The hill, beside New York, is getting higher due to the melting of polar ice. This deposits billions of tons of fresh water into the ocean, making it less saline, warmer, and therefore less dense, slowing the Gulf Stream as it reaches the latitude of New York. The result is an oceanic traffic jam as more water flows up from the south. The oceanic hill around the city has risen by 22 centimeters since 1950 and is predicted to rise considerably more in the coming decades as the polar ice caps melt faster. Already in 2012, New York experienced the worst flooding in its history when a combination of high tide and hurricane-force storm inundated 90,000 buildings, causing 43 deaths and $19 billion of damage. Manhattan's subway system and the road tunnels connecting the island to the mainland filled with water. Across the city, 2 million people were left without electricity. Such events are expected to become increasingly frequent, with the poorer parts of the city suffering most as they are built on lower ground. Even without global warming, New York was not built in a sensible position. The city only functions because of an absolute defiance of nature. The island of Manhattan once had numerous rivers and streams that were irrigated by water that flows naturally out of the bedrock. Those streams are now buried under the city. To keep everything dry, there are 300 pump rooms situated below the streets that pump out 50 million liters of water every day, rain or shine. Without those pumps, the city's subway system would be submerged in 48 hours. But in the event of major storms, the pumps cannot cope with both the rain and the naturally occurring water. Rain floods to the lowest point it can find, the subway system. In the words of one New York reporter, the city's stations can become like an underground Niagara Falls. Other parts of the city are just as damp. In much of Brooklyn, for instance, the groundwater naturally sits just 15 centimeters below the foundations of people's homes. Any sudden rise in the groundwater level caused by a storm therefore floods their basements, and the sewers flow back into the streets. In the long term, these parts of Brooklyn will become uninhabitable. And there's more. As sea levels rise, there will come a point in time when the water below some parts of New York becomes saline. That means the metal foundations of the city's skyscrapers will start to be attacked by the salt. Top tip: you don't want to be near a skyscraper when its foundations have rusted away. The city authorities, of course, are well aware of all of this, even if most New Yorkers aren't. There is already a $56 billion plan to build seawalls as a defense against the rising ocean, but experts say such walls are rarely a solution. They need constant maintenance, and if they fail to hold back a storm surge, the problem is made far worse because the water then gets trapped behind the wall. This was what happened with the catastrophic flooding of New Orleans in 2005, from which the city has never fully recovered. So, what's the answer? Well, for one thing, don't invest in New York property that isn't sitting on high ground. And, you know, Chicago's a pretty cool city, too.